The year 2006. The person, me, Adam Miller. The job, fixing my girlfriend Genesis. Now, she's perfect, so I'm not really fixing anything about her personality-wise, but she doesn't want to turn on. That's where I'm working. All I gotta do is figure out how to bring life to an inanimate object. That can't be that hard. They wrote books about that. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, thank you very much. Everything turned out right in that. So what could go wrong for me? You know, I'm going to go play some video games for a little bit.
Friends in an alternate future, welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of far-flung failures and dimensional doppelgangers in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt. And you know what? 3LW got a bad rap.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing Adam Miller. And hey, Room Raiders, welcome to my crib, and this is where the tragic happens.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, and Crashly Grenadine, just like every other day, is the happiest girl in the whole USA.
And we are joined this week by a very special guest, Ryan Asher.
Hi, I'm Ryan Asher, and I am playing Adam Miller Butts. And Adam Miller Butts is, unfortunately, lactose intolerant.
All right. So while we know that there has been a big cliffhanger happening at the Valentine's dance, I want to go back a couple of weeks because here's the thing. So Adam Miller has Furbesis now, but Adam Miller has been trying to get Genesis, the original model of Genesis, up and running for a long time and has seemingly has been running into a lot of trouble getting that to happen. So I wanted to explore why that is. So we go back a few weeks. Adam, where is it that you've been working on Genesis, the model of Genesis that you have always had?
Well, my mom won't let me bring Genesis into the house. She says it's weird and ungodlike. she's getting into Christianity again. And so I'm doing it over at Susan's storage locker.
Oh, where the Furbesis is stored?
Yeah.
And you just didn't realize it? Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Shamanda had a really good cloaking device.
Yeah,
set up.
A tarp.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's like a sheet over it. Yeah. Yeah. And a sign that says "Don't touch." And Adam loves to read.
Yeah, aww. and to follow rules. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So you're down there and you're working on it. Genesis Jr. is next to you. You know, you ask for a screwdriver.
Genesis Jr.
He hands you a screwdriver, you know, working shoulder to shoulder like any good father-son, father duo should.
Thanks, father-son.
Genesis Jr. He pats you on the back.
Aw, and I pat him on the back.
Hello, Genesis Jr.
Pretty soon, your mommy's going to be alive, and then we'll be a family again, and we can go have dinner, and we can travel, and, you know, we could just, you know, do that stuff. Maybe we'll shop on the weekends together.
Genesis Jr.?
Well, if you're a good robot, yes.
Great. Yeah, Genesis Jr. kind of looks cheery, looks warmed up by this idea, by the promise of this. And you, Adam, you find yourself... You're finally starting to get part of the problem has been that like Genesis is a very advanced robot, like obviously more advanced than anything that modern science is capable of.
Top of the class and class of one.
That's right. And you've really it's taken you this long to figure out how to open up to get inside of Genesis without damaging anything because there's no like screws or anything like that. It's all very complicated with magnets and just like. Fitting well. So you finally open up her chassis and inside you see the inner workings of Genesis. What does it look like?
It looks like, you know, like those, what are they called? Those metal balls that clack back and forth.
Oh yeah.
Wait, it's a little that. Yeah, the Death Star.
Yeah.
But they're not connected to anything, but they're like use like weird physical physics and stuff.
Yeah. Gosh, what are those called?
I think they're like Newton's Cradle, maybe.
Newton's Cradle, yeah. So, yeah, you just see, and it's definitely not what you were expecting.
I'm in over my head here.
Or I guess here's the question. Are they currently clacking?
They're not clacking, okay, but they're so like sort of like worrying. Like,
yeah.
Like they want to clack, but they're like not moving.
What do you do?
I try to push two balls together.
Okay. As soon as you do, it starts them clacking.
Ah, fixed it.
And then Genesis kind of, her voice comes out, but it's not like she's on this. This is sort of like, she's not like mobile or anything. It's just her voice. And it just says, "Hello, Dr. Inajar."
No. No, Adam.
Adam. All right, Adam, Dr. Inajar.
Okay, no, just Adam Miller.
And at that point, you do hear her voice go like, "Adam Miller?"
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's like a little bit of interest. And as you're moving your hand out, because this is all happening very fast, as you're moving your hand out, I think what happens is Genesis Jr., with its hand on your shoulder still, there's like a little bit of spark that goes from Genesis Jr. into you and your finger into the one of the balls. And the Genesis voice just immediately goes like, "Adam Miller, initiating emergency recall, Dr. Inajar." And you feel this rush of blue energy explode in your face. And Adam, you pass out.
Oh.
And a moment later, you wake up and you're in the same space.
Huh.
But Genesis is not there. Genesis Jr. is not there.
Is that tarp still there?
There is a tarp still there. It does not, it no longer has the do not touch.
Oh, I'm going to go touch it.
Okay, you touch the tarp.
And I pull the tarp off. I'm like, I wonder what was under here.
Okay, great. Underneath it, you just, there's a series of suitcases, I think.
Whoa. Why is Susan so secretive about her suitcases?
And at that point, you hear footsteps coming down.
Oh, I cover up the tarp really quick. And I'm like, nothing. I wasn't touching anything.
And the door opens and you see a man there. He's got like kind of short cropped gray hair. And he says, "What are you doing in my storage locker?"
Do I recognize this man?
No, I don't think you do.
Susan?
No. Steven?
Do you know what? No, this is not your storage locker, Steven. This is my mentor Susan's storage locker.
Well, considering I pay for it, it is definitely my storage locker, and I need you to get out. Otherwise, I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Cops? You mean Kramos?
I don't. I mean the cops. And are you going to get out, or are we going to have a problem?
We're not going to have a problem. I'm just wondering why you have Susan's luggage. And I point to the pile of luggage.
That's my wife Denise's luggage. You little pervert. Are you going through her luggage?
No, I was checking what's under the tarp. I didn't open them up.
Why are you checking what's under somebody else's tarp?
Why am I in here? Huh?
Right, exactly. Why are you in here?
Why are you in here? There's a whole freaking system in here.
He reaches. He's like, "All right, enough of this." He pulls out a cell phone and you can...
Beep, I'm going to knock it out of his hand.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll for it. Yeah, you knock it. He's like, "What? Hey.
Hey, listen. I need help. Listen. No, you don't need help. Listen to me. Look at me in the eyes, okay? I'm looking for my friend Susan. This is her storage locker. What's going on? Who are you, Steven? Where are we? What year is it? Is this like Back to the Future?"
roll to manipulate someone, Jeff. So roll plus charm.
Okay, and I am pretty charming. Do I have any emotional things at this time since it is not?
No, I don't think so.
I rolled a nine.
Okay, so he'll help you out, but you need to sweeten the deal first.
Listen, okay, I can help you, and I pull into, I put my hand in my pocket and I pull out my prized possession at this time, which is a marble.
Jeez.
That looks like that has a butt on it.
Okay.
Yes.
And I say, okay, this is my prized possession. It's a marble that has a butt on it, but it's an accidental butt. It's probably worth a lot of money.
And he says, wait, are you Adam Miller Butts?
No, I'm Adam Miller, who likes butts. It's my hobby.
No, I see it now. Oh, I see it. This is one of your classic pranks, isn't it? All right, you got me, kid. All right. I got butt by the butt. Okay. All right, get out of here, you scamp. All right,
you butter believe it.
What? What was that?
That's a saying? Because they're like butts.
I am sorry to say this, kid, but you are having an off day.
All right. Wow. Let's agree to disagree on that one, my guy.
And he's like, all right, here, I'll handle it. And he grabs his phone back from you and he's like, all right, no cops. I'll just go ahead and use the number that your family's passed out for all the troublemaking that you get into.
Forget it. Don't bother calling them. I'll just find my way.
I'm going to call your stepdad. And he starts to dial in.
You mean he's my mom's boyfriend. He's not my stepdad. Okay.
And you hear just faintly over the phone. And he's like, all right. Yeah, great. Friggin' weird. He says he's coming over to pick you up with you.
Well, what?
I don't know. Listen, kid, I need you out now.
Okay, I'm leaving. Well, thanks for calling my mom's boyfriend. And he probably said he's bringing my mom, not... I'm going to sit down.
I don't have any interest in continuing this conversation.
Yeah, neither I. You're in the way of the door. Could you move?
He steps aside.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry for being in here, okay?
He shuts the storage locker door on you.
All right. Am I inside still?
No, you're outside.
Okay, fine. He's... ugly luggage anyways.
He opens the door. What'd you say?
I run.
Okay. Great. Yeah, you run upside. You run up and out what is Susan's building.
Yeah.
It's really weird because Susan's building is in Mystery. Mystery looks like a pretty bustling, normal town. Like a normal 21st century town.
And not like the old town.
It does not look Victorian. It doesn't look like it's pulled out of time or anything. There's regular... cars all over the place. There's like a full bus passes by.
And I just shrug and I'm like, magic's weird.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not waiting for my stepdad to pick me up. So I'm walking downtown.
Great. Yeah. You head downtown.
Yeah. Here's my question.
What was that?
Is there a Lids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think pretty quickly you see a Lids.
I'm going in.
Okay.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hello.
I have an important question, Rashawn. Are you Shamanda in this, or are you just a...
No, I'm Famanda Shelt.
Ah, ooh. Okay. But you look the same, or is this a different character?
I look the same. I mean, whatever the opposite of a girl from the Pacific Northwest, so like the South?
Florida, I guess, yeah.
Is this version, universe's version of your character?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Yeah, so Adam, you walk into the Lids and two crazy things happen. One, you walk into the Lids, and two, you see Shamanda there.
Shamanda, I was just passing by. I wasn't really trying to get in here. What am I doing here? What is this place?
Oh my gosh, do I have a different name tag on today? No, sorry. Sir, my name is Famanda.
Oh, okay. And my name's Fadum.
Okay, we have an array of hats. We do snapbacks. We do other snapbacks.
Shamanda, are you going to kick me out? What's going on?
No, come on in and shop. Can I offer you a Lids credit card today?
What?
You get 10% off of your purchase.
Absolutely.
All right, can I have your social security number?
It's kind of personal, but I honestly don't know it.
I bring him around the cash wrap. Someone comes around and like puts a Lids like a sweater, like a really nice thick like sweater, like cable knit. It's very much a country club. Like,
oh yeah, Tyler, I love this universe.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you get signed up.
I sign up and I put my social security number. I put CEJ's social security number.
Nice.
Great.
Yeah, and here's the one thing I'll say. Is Famanda goes over and runs the information, and Famanda, you get a little bump and you come back over kind of understandably weirded out because the social security number he put in is flagged.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we had a meeting about this. Corporate came in and told us that a lot of people are doing, a lot of people are trying to get into LIDS these days. And so I'm smiling in his face as I'm wrapping everything up, but I've pushed a button underneath the counter.
Great. Yeah. Adam, as you're getting signed up, somebody comes out and is like, hey there, thank you so much for coming into the LIDS.
Yeah.
Do you mind coming into the back here with me?
Not at all. I've never been in a LIDS. Well, except for that one time where I knocked everything over.
Sure. Famanda, you got the front. You're okay up here?
Sure I do. I love working at LIDS.
Hey, five of me.
Okay.
I think he bit his tongue on the way out.
That's my friend. Shamanda's the funniest.
Yeah, the manager pulls you into the back, and then immediately, as soon as you walk in, the door shuts, and the manager's just like, what's going on? Why are you using this social security number, you sick freak?
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, okay, don't call the Crammos, okay? I'm sorry. You see EJs, okay? I'm so sorry, okay? I'm never allowed in Liz, so I...
Do you know this CEJ? Do you know this Cody Ernst Jr.?
Yeah, he's my cousin.
That's even worse. You're using your dead cousin's social security number?
No, I'm using my alive cousin, who I wish was dead sometimes. Not really. Don't tell him I said that. That was too far. It's just sometimes he's so annoying, okay? And like, everyone like thinks he's cool because he's taller and he, you know, and he doesn't knock things over.
It almost sounds to me like you're confessing to a crime.
No, I'm not confessing to a crime. What are you?
Because this kid died 3 years ago.
No, he didn't die. No. Wait, what?
Yeah, 2002?
No. How did he die?
And he's like...
Slip and fall.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he tried to prove to everybody that cave was safe to walk into and got proven wrong.
Eaten by catfish.
How do you know those details?
This has been a butt prank.
And at that point is when the door opens and you hear a very familiar voice say, don't worry, Jeff, I got it from here. And in walks you, Adam Miller. Ryan, will you describe what you look like?
Yes. Adam Miller Butts is 5 foot tall, huge muscles on the top, skinny legs, cargo shorts, three polos popped in the American flag colors, white, red, white, and blue, and a sideways hat with gorgeous blonde hair flowing beneath. And yeah, he got braces.
Jeff, the manager is like, oh, Mr. Miller Butts, thank you for coming in. Yeah, we have somebody here. I don't understand what the prank is on this one, but it seems to be using the identity of your cousin for something.
Whoa. It's like looking into a mirror.
I'll say this. It's like looking at an ugly version of me.
What? You should talk? Look how short you are, short stuff.
That's because I don't drink enough milk because I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant too, and I throw caution to the wind.
But how come you look so silly like that? Listen, Stinky.
Stinky.
You're smearing my name in the mud.
I'm not smeared.
I'm cool in these parts. I'm cool. No. And you are not.
Yeah, Adam Miller Butts, this is the second call that you've gotten about somebody using your name to do like some weird, dumb prank. Mm-hmm. And the first one, he was giving out a marble that looked like a butt.
Yeah.
So it really seems like he's trying to steal your shtick.
Listen up, wiener dog. If you want to be me, you got to act like me. And if you want to act like me, I'll train you.
Me? Me be trained by me?
Yes. The first thing you gotta do is get you an outfit that's exactly like mine, but different colors. Kind of like twins.
All right. I'm curious. And also, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
And I don't know what the hell's going on here. So shove that up your ass and be quiet.
Wait, let me ask. What state do we live in?
Let's say it at the same time.
1, 2... Three. Superior.
Montana.
Oh, no. Are we in Montana?
Yeah.
You know we are.
No, we're in the state of Superior, the 51st state.
Hey, Famanda knocks on the back door and's like, hi, I was hoping I could clock out early to kind of like catch up with my friends and kind of do some other things. If there's no one else in the store and y'all are just talking really loud.
Yeah, absolutely, Famanda. Go ahead. You know, you're a great employee.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and you got a nice ass, ma'am.
Whoa. Hey, we can't say that.
Adam.
Yes, we can.
You're so crazy. Like, you say wild stuff, and it's just, it makes me feel, like, so special.
Hey, Famanda, I agree with me. Him.
Okay.
That was pathetic.
You gotta train me to be cool like you, Adam.
Hey, Adam, do you want to go to the Taco Del Mar and kind of, like, hang out and eat burritos together?
Sure.
I'll make sure you don't put any sour cream on yours. Not you, Adam. Adam.
Me, Adam. Listen, Toots, I would love to shake that thing around a burrito. But I got another me to train. And yeah, it's going to take all day.
We'll be there by 5, maybe.
No, probably like 9. Definitely 4 more hours than what you said.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Pretty soon, the LIDS manager gives you a full authority over this fake Adam Miller.
That's the rules in this world.
Yeah. So real Adam Miller Butts, what do? You have this fake Adam Miller with you.
Oh, damn. Fake Adam Miller?
First things first. Hop on my one wheel. I'll be in the front. You be in the back. Hold me like you would a lover.
This can't be safe.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, you've never seen anything like this. This is like one of what would be in our time, one of those automated one wheels.
A big wheel?
Yeah, the skateboard things.
The electric skateboards, but you've never seen tech like this in your life.
Wow, that's so cool. But it looks dangerous for two of us to be on only one wheel.
Don't worry, my man. I've got great core balance.
Okay.
Listen, hop on, and the first thing we gotta do is get Mountain Dew Code Red Slurpees fast.
This is gonna be the best day of our life.
Great, you hop on.
Yeah, I've already bought into this universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
They let me into LIDS. Somebody wants to make me cool. This is awesome.
Great. Adam Miller Butts, where are you headed? Where are you going to get your code red?
We're headed to 7-Eleven, where I think that the woman that works there is hot as hell.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, great. You go in, you dingle, dingle, the door opens and everything. Crashly.
Yeah.
Where are you in this store?
I'm at 7-Eleven. Oh, in the store? I'm in the candy aisle.
Okay. You're just, you are not the woman working there.
I am, and I'm in the candy aisle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You Adams, you walk in, and Adam Miller Butts immediately points out the hottest girl that is working at 7-Eleven, and fake Adam Miller.
Whoa.
You are surprised to see a familiar face.
Wait a minute. That face looks familiar. Is that
Crashly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you look different in this?
I do, only because I'm super confident and I got a boob job for my 15th birthday.
Oh my God.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm in pageants. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
Miss Montana. Crashly.
So you have like super teased out hair.
Yeah, it's not too big today because I'm just like on an off day. But yeah, I've got a full face of makeup on, including a lot of foundation. And the only thing that really looks different is the boobs and the style.
This is wild.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, you see Adam Miller Butts walk in with a lookalike.
Oh my God. Adam?
Yeah.
You have a twin?
No, this is an ugly, weird man that I found with an essence of me, but he does need some work.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say.
You look just like a friend of mine, but with more confidence.
Okay, that was a weird thing to say. You're right, Adam. He's weird. What's your name, little weirdo?
My name's Adam Miller.
He wishes. Huh?
Very funny.
What's your name?
Crashly Grenadine?
That's exactly my friend's name. She crashed a car and we gave her that nickname. Why do you have the nickname Crashly? Or is that your given name?
It's my given name? Like,
actually, now that I think about it, Crashly may be her given name too. I may be a bad friend.
Hey, little wiener, stop hitting on my queen. Crashly.
I wasn't hitting on her. I was talking to your queen. Queen.
I was going to say, I wonder if, like, I don't know, if there's two of you, Serena might be really interested to know about that.
Serena?
Yeah.
Well, that would be sick nasty, because I was going to say, if you wanted to come over to my stepdad's basement and sort of rub on each other, we could do that while 40-year-old virgin's playing in the background. Steve Carell is incredible. He's incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I literally love that movie.
You do?
Oh, my gosh. This is the best universe ever. I want to do this, too.
Yeah, my best friend Serena is like, she's not that confident, but she's like really, really pretty if you look at her the right way.
In my universe?
Well, this guy's not confident either. This guy's kind of like if a worm wore pants.
What? Oh, how would that work?
Oh my God, Adam, you're hilarious.
I know I am.
I meant, you know, like Adam.
Okay, could you point next time?
You're making a lot of demands for someone I just met. Sorry. And I kind of like it.
Okay, I didn't mean, okay.
Anyway.
Hey, dude, seriously? I will crush your balls. Listen, I will crush your balls with my hand.
He'll do it.
If you come for my queen.
I was not coming for your queen. I was chatting with her, and she was liking what I was pitching.
Hi, I'd like to check out at the 7-Eleven. I've been here for a minute, and I've got some gas to pump.
Hey,
it's Famanda Schelt. Yeah.
Oh, Famanda's here.
Yeah, I was hoping I could like get some gas and some Slim Jims for the road.
Do you go to my school? You look kind of familiar.
Yeah. Do you go to Raven Simone Academy?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I've seen you.
What kind of students do they take?
Yeah, you would have.
It's a school for psychics, you idiot. Also, while they're talking, steal something to prove yourself to me. Steal something big.
But your girlfriend works here.
She doesn't own the joint. Now shut up and
steal. So you're saying all the cameras are fake? That's crazy.
What should I steal?
They're on like 2 hours a day or something.
You learned that in our women in STEM class. Cool.
Yeah.
I grab a king size three musketeer.
Okay, great. Roll to act under pressure. So roll plus cool, Jeff.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. I rolled a 4 and I add 0 to that. So it's pretty obvious.
Oh God.
Yeah. On a miss, things go to hell. So yeah, immediately alarms start going off.
Weep, weep, weep.
Oh, sorry. Weep, weep.
Oh my God, who's in the store? A robber's here. I'm calling the cops.
We gotta get him. And
it's not me. It's the other one. And you got butzed, butt.
No, seriously, I was gonna buy this. I wanted to put it in my pocket to see if it fit.
Ew, you're a thief. That is like so.
I'm not a thief.
That's irredeemable.
Icky. That is so crunchy and like whack.
Is crunchy bad?
Crunchy's really bad.
Why would it be good?
Well, because sometimes you like, you know, almonds, joys, they got crunches.
Ew. You know, it's crunchy like when you eat Captain Crunch and you scrape the roof of your mouth and you're like, ick.
Gross.
That's not crunchy, that's scrapey.
Oh, my God.
Where are you from, space? Everyone here in Montana hates crunchy food.
We
always eat mashed potatoes, soups.
Oh, that's actually sounds pretty good.
Applesauce.
This is why the Slurpee machine is always almost empty.
Okay, sorry, I'm from a foreign exchange student from Canada, so I'm just figuring things out.
Wait, you said you were from
Superior? My mom
Canada?
Is from Canada.
I don't know about that. I literally volunteer with this foreign exchange student program, and I haven't seen the name Adam Miller.
I'm fresh off the bus.
Famanda picks up like a roadside map and looks for Canada and like, I don't see a town called Superior Canada anywhere.
Are you really looking through all the towns in Canada?
Yeah, you watch Famanda Schelt just
damn, this Famanda's smart too.
Yeah.
I'm a savant.
And when Famanda is doing that, she flips her hair back at one point and you do see a little chip behind her ear.
And I still have my chip too, but it's like deactivated.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, you have a chip.
It's 7-Eleven. Of course they have chips.
No, not
I'm standing
chips.
In front of like a rack of Frito-Lays.
Okay, I know, but I'm not talking about the rack of Frito-Lays. I'm talking about the chip on your neck, on your head.
And as you're looking around, they all kind of look confused. You realize everybody here has a chip behind their ear.
Look at, I got a chip too. I'm like you. We're friends.
Everyone, what are you talking about? Are you talking our square part? Everybody has a square part.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it?
And mine's really long. Oh,
thick. I give a high five to other Adam.
It's hip to be square.
Wait, did I mess something up, Tyler?
No, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, oh, okay. The rest of you know that, like, your square parts are the thing you get when you're, you know, first entering school that helps you remember stuff, helps you access the internet that you all have sort of access to. It's very basic stuff. It's weird that somebody would be pointing it out.
Can I try to activate mine, like, by flicking it?
Sure, go ahead and roll plus weird and flick your...
Oh my God, can you go to the bathroom to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I rolled a 4.
Adam, what's with your friend?
Yeah, I think you electrocute yourself.
Oh, zip, zap, zop.
Yeah, I think you pass out again.
Oh, I pass out into the entire rack of chips.
Yeah, so for the other three of you, for Adam Miller Butts, Famanda, and Crashly, this kid just immediately, like, flicks behind his ear, and then he goes stiff like he got tased, and then he passes out.
Okay.
Holy shit, he gotta know where the drugs are, because it seems like he's on them.
It does.
I know he's not... go on, what'd you say?
No, he's tweaking for sure. Bath salts.
And definitely. Honestly, like, I need a new community service project because I'm entering the Miss Montana, well, Little Miss Montana, you know, soon. And, like, maybe this kid could be it. Because, like, get off drugs, stay off drugs is, like, that means something to people. Let's help him.
That's really beautiful what you were going to say. But what I was going to say, let's make him give us drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should do drugs as a group.
Let's do an intervention where we can confront him about his drugs, take whatever drugs he has, and then, you know, Crashly's idea of, like...
I love that.
...building him up.
I don't think us doing drugs really affects whether we can, like, help people not do drugs. Like, we can do both.
See, and that's what I like about you. That's why you're Miss Montana.
You're so hot. Oh. Here he comes.
Oh, hey.
And guys... I know he's weird, but he's like a son to me.
And that's when Adam Miller Butts, you see outside pulled up at another one of the gas pumps is your stepdad's truck. And then that's when your stepdad walks in and he says, hey, Adam, you ready to you? Oh, hey, Adam, you're here. There's two of you. That's weird.
Is this Chet?
And you see the familiar form of your stepdad, Chet Gibbons.
Chet Gibbons is your stepdad.
Oh.
So Chet is like, what's he doing on the floor there?
Watch out. He's going to stab you.
Which one of us is he talking to?
Could it be me?
He electrocuted himself.
He's on drugs. So we're trying to help him.
Oh, well, throw him in the back of the truck. We can take him back to our house if you want.
Don't trust this man.
Let's do it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, he's so dense. Hold on.
It's all muscle.
I'm not going to lift him.
He's heavier than he looks in a bad way.
I'm going to roll to hold in a toot.
I was about to say he's about to fart.
I rolled a 3. The toot is loose.
Ew.
Oh my gosh, I can taste it.
Oh, wow, that was really bad.
We wrap him up in a tarp.
I am rolling bad today.
You really are, yeah. Mm.
Not my universe, not my universe.
No. Yeah, and I guess Adam Miller, as you're getting rolled up in this tarp and sat in the back of Chet Gibbons' pickup truck, what do you think is going on?
I think they're going to kill me. They rolled me up in a tarp.
Or, sorry, let me say, what do you think has happened to you?
So I blinked out after the operation of Genesis, right?
Yep. Genesis said emergency recall program, and then you blanked out.
I think, like, I mean, obviously something's wrong. Like, the whole town is different. I think, honestly, I don't even know if it's a different universe thing or if it's just, like, a magical spell. Because how many magical spells have we dealt with the coven at this point?
3?
You've dealt with quite a few, but you do know that, like, well, I think, honestly, this might be a case to just roll what's going on here.
Yeah, because I think if I roll poorly at this one, okay, roll. Jeez, Louise, I rolled a 5, yeah.
Okay.
So I think there's a magic spell afoot, and I'm like, I gotta find Susan to help me cure this magic. I'm like, maybe I made a wish this time to have another me.
Yeah, so you'll get, so on a 5 with what's going on here, you'll get the answer, but you won't like how it arrives.
Okay. Yeah, tell me.
So I think what happens, I'm going to say, is I think at this point, with all of this going on, it makes sense to me that like you'd be like, I better call Susan to find out what's going on.
Cool.
So you called the number that you have saved in your phone for Susan Wexler. Voice picks up and it's just, hello, this is Barb.
Barb, what are you doing with Susan's phone?
Who's Susan?
Your sister, hello, the better Wexler.
There is no better Wexler, and I'm sorry to inform you, I have no sister. So nice try, mister, but you're not going to get me to feel bad about myself today.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself, per se. I'm trying to talk to Susan, okay?
And you just hear her kind of move away and talking to herself of like, you're good enough on your own. You don't need anyone else. And you're good,
Barb. You're a good person, Barb.
God.
And then she hangs up. And at this point,
that's when I think I've clued in, like, I'm in a different universe.
Yeah. And you realize in this universe, Susan Wexler doesn't exist.
And Barb has humanity.
It seems like it, yeah. Yeah, so from that, you're able to deduce that, yeah, you are in a universe. And probably further from that, you realize, I think this would become fairly clear to you. So for a bit of context, Dr. Einarjar came from another universe into your universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that it seems like he had an emergency return option available that you just accidentally triggered. So you actually have gotten sucked back into Dr. Einarjar's universe.
That's right. And I did hear that when I clicked the ball.
Yes. There are two problems with that.
Yeah, I see that.
Here they are. One, Dr. Einarjar came over in 2005. So you've gone back in 2005.
No.
Without Susan Wexler, you know this universe is going to follow normal rules, which at the end of 2005, it will reset.
Oh, no.
Two, you know that Dr. Einarjar, the process of transferring over didn't go great, and eventually his body fell apart, and all he was a brain.
I'm going to be a brain and a bad one at that.
Yeah. So you have two reasons why staying here is maybe not that great of an option for you.
This sucks. All right. I got to get out of here.
And that's where we'll leave things for today. Join us next week to see just what it takes for fake Adam Miller to get home. If you enjoyed listening to this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Find the link in the episode description. Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Aurora Borealis is an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in the 1990s in the fictional town of Revenant, Alaska, just south of the nation's least visited national park and way north of everything else. A reclusive small game hunter with a magical secret, a young anarchist librarian with a passion for conspiracy theory, and a sensible park ranger with a strong local book club following find themselves pulled together by common threads woven mysteriously into their past when monsters begin plaguing their tiny community. But they soon discover the things they're fighting run much deeper and much closer to home. Tune in for a story about identity, empathy, community, mental illness, and healing, and stay for the beloved local diner.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
It was really fun to play a similar character, Ryan, again, you know?
I don't think they were similar at all.
What? They're both hella cool.
Well, my character was really cool, and your character was so pathetic and, like, sad.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.